All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my weekly picks in the world of the National Football League. Now, we are up to week number 10. Week number 9 was not that good for me as I went 6-7, as there were some close games that simply just went against me. But I, like those teams that lost, are looking to rebound here in week number 10. Didn't get week number 10 started on the right foot as I picked the New York Jets to defeat the Buffalo Bills at home last night. And that was not the case as the Bills got past the Jets 22-17 as they were able to force 4 Jets turnovers. Now, with that said, there are still some good games on tap for Sunday along with the Monday night affair. And with that, here are my picks for week number 10 in the National Football League. Now, you have the 6-2 Green Bay Packers hosting the 1-7 Detroit Lions in an NFC North clash. And this has been a one-sided clash lately as the Lions have not won a road game against the Green Bay Packers, whether it be Lambeau Field or the few occasions during the 90s where the Packers still had 2 games a year at Old County Stadium in Milwaukee that the Lions have been able to defeat the Packers. You have to go back to December of 1991 as the last Lions road victory against the Packers. This Lions team, they're going nowhere. There's no leadership on this team, and it starts with the front office, and there's a trickle-down effect to the club. Green Bay, on the other hand, after beginning this season with a record of 6-0, has lost their last 2 games, and they are looking to get back on track. I expect to see a sharp Packer team running the football with James Starks and Eddie Lacy, along with quarterback Aaron Rodgers being comfortable in the pocket. Defensively, I see this Green Bay defense being able to put some pressure on Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford and forcing him into making a few turnovers. Thus, I am going to pick Green Bay to get back in the win column here with a 34-23 victory. Now, you have the 2-6 Dallas Cowboys traveling to take on the 3-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this season has unraveled rather quickly for the Dallas Cowboys after winning their first 2 games in 2015. Now, the Cowboys were basically all but eliminated unofficially last week when they suffered a tough overtime loss at home to the Philadelphia Eagles, as this is a team that's still nursing and trying to hold on until quarterback Tony Romo comes back into the lineup. You have a young Bucs team that has shown flashes, but they need to be consistent. I look for Dallas in this game to get wide receiver Dez Bryant going early and often against this Bucs secondary. And as Dez goes, the Cowboys passing game is going to go. Defensively, I think the Cowboys are going to be up for the challenge of trying to stop Buccaneers rookie quarterback Jameis Winston as they look to force him into making a few turnovers in this one. This is going to be a game that will be decided by the kickers, but I'm going to take Dallas on the road by the score of 26-23. Now you have the undefeated Carolina Panthers traveling to Nashville to take on the 2-6 Tennessee Titans. Carolina really showed me something last week in knocking off the Green Bay Packers at home. And this is a team right now at the midway point of the NFL calendar that is thinking about Super Bowl. You look at the Panthers, they can run the football effectively. They have a quarterback in Cam Newton that doesn't turn the football over too much. And they have a rock-solid defense, which does not bode well for the Titans and their rookie quarterback in Marcus Mariota. Tennessee got a victory last week on the road versus the New Orleans Saints, but it won't be that easy this time. And I'm going to take Carolina on the road by the score of 31-17. Now, it's a battle of the Long Brothers at the Edward Jones Dome in St. Louis, as you have Kyle Long, who is an offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears, and his team will travel to take on his brother in defensive end Chris Long and the St. Louis Rams. Now, you know that the Rams, under head coach Jeff Fisher, are one of the most, if not the most, physical teams in the National Football League, and you have a quarterback in Jay Cutler that better pack a lunch, because this Rams defense is going to be all over him like a cheap suit. Chicago has shown flashes after beginning the year 0-3. They're 3-2, and they're looking to put some wins together to get some confidence for themselves heading down the stretch. But I think this Rams defense is going to be the difference as they put too much pressure on Jay Cutler. And I'm going to take St. Louis at home by the score of 27-20. Now you have the 4-5 New Orleans Saints traveling to the nation's capital to take on the 3-5 Washington Redskins. The Saints let one get away from them last week at home when they lost to the Tennessee Titans. And you have to wonder if they're going to be up for the challenge for a game Washington Redskins team that is a little bit difficult to handle at home. Defensively, the Saints have not been good, and they have to find a way to force Redskins quarterback Kirk Cousins into making some turnovers in this one. Now, this Redskins defense, more importantly, this Redskins secondary will have to be patient with this Saints passing game led by quarterback Drew Brees, because he is one of the best in the business as far as picking opponents apart. This should be a good affair, but I'm going to take New Orleans on the road by the score of 34-26. Now, in the city of brotherly love, it's the 4-4 Philadelphia Eagles who will be hosting the 3-5 Miami Dolphins. Philadelphia was able to get a big victory this past Sunday night on the road versus the Dallas Cowboys. And this is a team right here in the Eagles that I think is primed for a second half run to take control of the NFC East. But they cannot overlook the Miami Dolphins. At the same time, the Dolphins, after their strong start under interim head coach Dan Campbell, have begun to wane a little bit. And the magic that appeared to be there a few weeks ago isn't. And you have to wonder, what kind of effort is this Dolphins team going to give this Sunday? I think Miami is physical for a half, but they simply don't have the team capable to run with the Eagles in this one. And I'm going to take Philly at home by the score of 30-20. Now, there's an age-old rivalry in the AFC North that will add another chapter to it this Sunday. And it's the 2-7 Cleveland Browns traveling to the Steel City to take on the 5-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, Pittsburgh has been hit by the injury bug a ton this season. As you look at quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, that is going to attempt to play through some pain in this game. But make no mistake about it, Big Ben has one of the best wide receivers in the game right now, and Antonio Brown to throw the football too. And just get the football to Brown and simply get out of his way. The Steelers defense, they've shown flashes that they're improving, and they would just want to be a little bit more consistent in this one as they look to put some pressure on Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel. Pittsburgh is simply the better team. Cleveland will keep it close, but I'm going to take the Steelers at home in a tight one, 20-17. Now, in a battle of 2-6 teams, you have the Jacksonville Jaguars traveling to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. And you look at this Jaguars team, yes, they're 2-6. They're one of the more scrappy teams in the NFL. But Jacksonville at this point, under head coach Gus Bradley, simply has to find a way to put victories together. And you do that by going on the road against the Baltimore Ravens team that has had your number for a very long time. But the Ravens still have quarterback Joe Flacco, and in spite of all of their injuries, they simply know how to put it together. And they're still a very confident team in spite of the fact that they are 2-6. Jacksonville is going to give Baltimore everything that they can handle, but I take the Ravens at home in a tight one, 24-23. Now you have the 6-2 Minnesota Vikings, who are very surprising with that record, traveling to Oakland to take on the 4-4 Raiders. At this point of the season, both of these teams have playoff aspirations. The Vikings are tied for first place in the NFC North, while the Raiders have their eyes set on a wild card berth in the AFC. For Minnesota, it's plain and simple. They have a solid running game led by running back Adrian Peterson and a no-nonsense defense that keeps them in games. On the flip side for the Raiders, you look at the young combination of quarterback Derek Carr and wide receiver Amari Cooper, and this is a tandem right here that I give them a few more years, and nobody, I repeat, nobody in the NFL is going to want to mess with them. Oakland right now, they are a different team under head coach Jack Del Rio and his first year out there in the Bay. And this is a team right here, this is going to be another big opportunity for them to gain some respect around the NFL And I'm going to take the Raiders in this one by the score of 24-20. Now, at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, it's the undefeated New England Patriots traveling to take on an old nemesis in the 5-4 New York Football Giants. Now, when you think about the Patriots and Giants, you think about two Super Bowls recently, of course, Super Bowl number 42 and then Super Bowl number 46, that were two tightly contested games that were won by the Giants late as they were driven down the field by their veteran quarterback now in Eli Manning. Now, as good as Tom Brady has been, the Patriots quarterback, and I know some people out there want to refer to him almost as Superman, the Giants have been his kryptonite, especially in the big games. But I think it's a little bit different this year. The Giants are one of the worst defenses this year in the NFL. And once you factor that in with the way that this Patriots offense is clicking right now, the scoreboard should light up for the visitors this Sunday. Defensively, the Patriots have gotten better as the season has gone along. And I look at their defensive line led by Rob Ninkovich and Chandler Jones, and I expect them to attempt to collapse the pocket on Giants quarterback Eli Manning in this one early and often and put the Giants behind the chains while also keeping them off of the scoreboard. The Patriots will do their thing in this one, and I'm going to take New England on the road by the score of 37-23. Now, in an AFC West battle, it's the 3-5 Kansas City Chiefs traveling to Mile High to take on the 7-1 Denver Broncos. Now, Denver suffered their first loss last week on the road versus the Indianapolis Colts, and they're looking to get back on track and, for the most part, just put a stranglehold on the AFC West. And I think they're going to do it. You look at this Broncos defense, they love to get after people, and I see them putting pressure on this Chiefs offense and forcing their quarterback, Alex Smith, into a few mistakes. Kansas City does have a solid defense, but I don't think that they have enough to stop Denver in this one. I'm going to take the Broncos at home by the score of 30-17. Now, on Sunday night, it's the 6-2 Arizona Cardinals traveling to the Pacific Northwest to take on the 4-4 Seattle Seahawks. Arizona is another one of those teams that very quietly is 6-2, and you just have to wonder if they're going to be able to pass this big test this Sunday when they take on the Seahawks. Now, Seattle has, you know, they've been an up-and-down team all season long, but you just have to wonder if the point is going to come when they are going to be able to throttle it up to another level like they have done in years past. And if the Seahawks are going to be able to do that, along with having a legitimate shot to win the NFC West once again, this is going to be the game that gets it done. Now, you're going to see a physical brand of football, and I think the team that is the most physical at the line of scrimmage is going to win this one. I look for the Seahawks to come out early and often and attempting to establish their running game with quarterback Russell Wilson and running back Marshawn Lynch. Now, this is a very intriguing matchup between the Cardinals offense and the Seahawks defense. And the reason why I say that, you look at the wide receivers that the Cardinals have. And I'm talking about Larry Fitzgerald, John Brown, and Michael Floyd going up against the Legion of Boom secondary. But with that said, this Seahawks defense, led by Cliff Avril on the defensive end, has to find a way to put pressure on Cardinals quarterback Carson Palmer, who is not the most mobile guy out there. So this is going to be a very back and forth, nip and tuck type affair. But I think Seattle has enough to get past Arizona in this one by the score of 23-20. And finally, on Monday Night Football, it's the 3-5 Houston Texans traveling to the Queen City to take on the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. And every single time that people expect the Bengals to have a hiccup, this team just keeps on going and going and going, and they find ways to win games. I look at this Bengals defense going into this game. The Houston Texans don't have a lot going for them right now offensively, and I look for the Bengals defense to really go out there and dictate the pace in this one. But at the same time, Cincinnati's offense in the past has been stagnant, but you just have to wonder if that is going to be the case versus the Houston Texans this Monday night. Now, make no mistake about it, Cincinnati must account for Houston Texans defensive end J.J. Watt, as he is a one-man wrecking crew. But at the same time, somebody on this Texans defense not named J.J. Watt has to sit up there and make a play, especially a game-changing type play, to get the Texans a realistic shot to win this game. That won't be the case, and I'm going to take Cincinnati at home by the score of 31-20. So, folks, those are my picks for week number 10 in the National Football League, and I want to once again thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 10 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it is always my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy the NFL action this weekend.